big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Good message here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Today it's the David Poile region, our final region for you to vote. 9 o'clock tonight is when we will close up shop, and then we will have this thing whittled down to 32 athletes before we start whittling things down again more next week. Our next guest, friend of the show, Tony Kemp. Vanderbilt great on the baseball field, and he's got his hands full today. He is going up against the two seed, Derrick Henry. And right now, Tony, you just have 17% of the vote. There's going to have to be a social media push and a plea on the show to get the Vanderbilt fans and the fans of you in Williamson County, get them going and get on there and start voting.
Dude, honestly, I'm honored to be a part of it.
Well, in our committee, in all seriousness, this was tough. We've tried to tell people that have complained, why wasn't this person in there? Why wasn't that person? We get it. It was hard. Believe it or not, getting this thing down to 64 was not easy, and you were an interesting discussion piece in those meetings.
We
came to your defense.
I appreciate it. No, the bracket looks cool, man. I mean, there's a lot of talent in this pool, man. I mean, wow, all the way from Steve McNair to John Jenkins to Mari Roll, man, Jalen Hurd. Yeah, you go back, there's been so many athletes that come through Nashville, come through Tennessee.
Well, what's interesting is we had Jordan Matthews on the show, and of course he's in our bracket, and he won, by the way. He beat Ryan Suter. He was the 11th seed, and he beat Ryan Suter. But he actually talked about you and brought you up and was also glad that you made the bracket. And he talked about the time when your paths crossed at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it's actually been cool, our relationship, ever since we were in summer school, getting some hours in before our freshman year. And we used to play video games against each other all the time because we had, on one hall, we had, probably 10 football guys, 8 baseball guys, all taking classes. And it was cool to really get to know Jordan and play video games. He's a great freestyle. He's a great freestyle rapper. He's unbelievable. I have to go back and see if I have some videos of him. But we had some good times, and we always would talk about, what would happen when we would, make the NFL or make it to the big leagues, and that we would always remain friends. And man, we've remained tight.
That's a great story. And right now, he was telling us when he joined us that he's in grad school at Northwestern, and that he was taking classes, and he had stepped away from his schoolwork to do the show for us. So he is as you know, that probably doesn't surprise you. He's a guy that, while he wants to play football as long as he can, he certainly is also thinking about life after football, post-football. And he'll, as we said on the show, he'll do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, he's always been a smart cat. And I think he settled in, like, the Brentwood area. So not sure if he's building a house there or what he's doing, but he knows what he wants, and he knows that football is not going to last forever. And, you got to start setting up those plan B plans. So, you could see that he's moving down the right path. He's going to do just fine.
Tony, take us through spring training. Tell us what that experience was like. Obviously, you're with the A's now. You got traded from the Astros to the Cubs. So you finished up the season with the Cubs, and now you're with the Athletics. What was it like? When did you kind of feel that this was maybe going this direction? Just kind of take us through spring training.
Yeah, so spring training was great. you know, being out in Scottsdale, Arizona for the first time and getting away from that Florida spring training. Arizona's so much better. The weather.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's no humidity. I loved it. I had a great time. Obviously, you know, it was cut short by this coronavirus, but it was unbelievable. I had a good time. It's a good team to be a part of, and the guys are hungry, and you know, they know what it takes, and they know what's ahead of us. And I think that everyone was, you know, set on the right track to go, you know, go out and win as many games as possible, and go to the playoffs, and go deep in that regard. But it's weird right now being at home in April. I think last time I was at home in April in Nashville was 2013.
Wow. And so that would be the last year you were playing here at Vanderbilt, right?
Yeah. I was in college. So it's a little weird. I'll be honest with you.
So, Tony, how are you trying to stay in shape? Because we all would love to know exactly when things get started, and there's such a routine that a baseball player goes through each year getting ready. What are you doing in January? What are you doing in February as you prepare to go to spring training? So now when you can't get together with a group. So how are you staying in shape?
Yeah, and that's the kind of sitting in limbo. That's the weird thing is there's no – it's like imagine going into an off season and there's no report date for spring training or anything. So I'm not trying to overkill it right now. I've got a little home gym with a treadmill, a couple weights, some ropes, and I'm working out 3 times a week. You know, they have all these guys on different programs and not trying to do it overkill, but just like maintain the body. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, getting in a home workout. Until I can actually, you know, throw. I mean, I've been throwing wall ball with my dog to keep my arm loose. But as far as like hitting, man, I mean, everywhere's closed down unless you order a tee. But, you know, you order a tee and then you have to, you know, you got to get turf and you got to get a bunch of other things. So I'm just kind of playing it by ear right now because there's no end date. And then, you know, dates keep getting pushed back and think more and more things keep getting canceled. So, it's kind of just a waiting game for right now.
Tony Camp is with us, the 15 seed, an underdog against Derrick Henry for sure. But in the field, could use your vote for sure in the Nashville sports bracket. Born and raised here in this area. And that's, Tony, we've been getting nostalgic with some of the people. We've had some great conversations as we referenced Jordan Matthews. He singled you out as somebody he got to know. I asked him, you know, who are some of the people that you got to know outside of the football team? And he mentioned you. You've got a lot of guys in this field that you saw that you played with at Vanderbilt. You mentioned John Jenkins. So anybody else that jumps out at you, who were your fun relationships with while you were at Vanderbilt outside of the baseball team?
I mean, obviously you spend a lot of time in McGugan, so that's where you do all your study hall hours and all the student athletes would be in there. And I always gravitated toward, like, the basketball players. And that's why me and John Jenkins, we had the same Spanish tutor. So once he would get done, me and Conrad Greger and some of the guys would go in. So we would always say hi and bye, and then we would hang out more off the field. One guy I got to know probably the best was probably Festus Ezeli. He was a guy that just, like, had a huge heart on the court, and he – you know, always, I would always see him work his butt off. And I was like, you know, I want to surround myself with, you know, that guy because he knows what it takes and he's a hard worker and he just gets it. And, you know, being able to have that relationship with Festus, I mean, you know, we still talk probably, I would say a couple times a month. I mean, we catch up with each other. It's not every day, but Festus was one of those guys that a lot of people looked up to because, he had a lot of odds, you know, against him being from a different country and coming to Vanderbilt and playing basketball and then being a part of the Warriors. And now he's working his way back to, you know, the NBA and seeing all the progress that he's made. yeah, it's cool to call him a friend for sure.
Well, that's a good one. Now, I want to ask you this. Another guy that's in the bracket today happens to be Sonny Gray. And I'm curious, when you were in high school, you played at Centennial. He's from Smyrna. I don't remember what the year difference is for you. I think maybe a couple years apart. Did you ever grow up and you ever face Sonny at all in any area game?
You know what? I didn't. We played 1 year at Vandy, and Sonny's a great guy. So many good things to say about him. Such a great athlete, but even the better human. The first time I faced him was an inner squad when we played the Black and Gold series at Vanderbilt, and had a couple hits off him. And I don't know why I always see Sonny well, and even going back to a couple of times that I faced him in the big leagues, he always gives me a hard time. But I think I was the first Vandy guy to get a hit off him, so he got me a nice bottle of whiskey. So that was pretty.
He did. That's good. That's good. He got you a bottle of whiskey because you were the first ex-teammate to get a hit off of him?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What was the bottle?
I can't remember. I want to say it was like a Basil Hayden's.
Okay. Very nice. Nicely done.
Very nice. Hooked it up. Yeah.
You know, we've been asking this a lot. We've been getting nostalgic with a lot of the athletes we've had on in the field this week. But, you know, I love asking the local guys. So, Tony, growing up, you know, take Tim Corbin out of the mix, but growing up, who was the most influential coach in your life, whether it was a baseball coach or coach in another sport, but who really got to you and put you on the right path early?
Yeah, other than Corbin, I'd probably have to say, you know, I can't say my brother, obviously, he was more of a life coach, but I would probably have to say my high school coach, Rob Boffman. He was a pretty influential character in my, not only my baseball career, my football career as well. He was one of the running backs coach, and he coached my brother when he played baseball at Centennial. And he just led me in the right direction. I feel like he taught me a lot of things growing up. Is, you know, when you're a freshman, sophomore in high school, you're kind of new to things, and, brought me in, didn't really knock on my game too much, kind of just let me play and, you know, have fun with it. And I thought that was pretty cool. So I'd probably have to say my high school coach. He was one of those guys that just got it. You know, other than that, I had a great hitting coach, Steve Ashcraft, who taught me a lot in the cages. And he threw lefty BP. And I think that's why I don't mind facing lefties, is because just seeing him all the time, you know, allowed me to hit lefties better. So we'll see if whenever my kid, when he's a lefty, I'm just going to start throwing left-handed.
We're talking to Tony Kemp of the Oakland Athletics. And, you know, as I sit here and listen to this, and we've, you know, discussed it, if and when the season gets underway, I think it's safe to say it's going to be tough to get in 162. And so scheduling is going to, you know, have to get creative. That probably means some doubleheaders. First part of this question is, from your point of view as a player, how difficult is it to prepare for a doubleheader, and especially knowing that there probably would be more than you're used to?
You know, I think the thing with doubleheaders is you just have to prepare for the long haul, and you have to prepare for each inning, and you can't just look down the road, because your mind will go in different places. So I think you just have to go inning by inning and just be in the moment as much as you can and just grind through it. And, you know, obviously we're not going to get in this full season, but I think that we have to protect ourselves as players too, because obviously, yes, you want to give the fans, you know, what they pay for, what they want to see. But at the same time, it's, you know, you got to take care of arms. You got to take care of your bodies, because it's going to be a shortened season. And if we even do play, everyone's going to try to speed up that process. So, We just have to take care of ourselves. I mean, if that means doubleheaders, yes, but I think that we're going to have a couple more off days in between. So we'll see what happens. I mean, right now, I just hope everyone stays safe. I mean, I think this whole virus thing kind of spread and got worse than what people really imagined. So yeah. I'm glad people are finally listening.
And I don't know where you stand on scheduling playing 162 just in a normal season, but do you think this opens the door for, okay, maybe we can cut some games off the regular season and, you know, maybe bring this down to 150, 120. I don't know what the number would be, but I don't know where you stand on that. But do you think that that's going to start the conversation?
Yeah, I think it might be. I mean, 162 is just, it's a lot on the body. And, you know, we're not even talking about mentally. We're not even talking about how you feel after a season when you just want to sit on the couch and not, and just look out the window because your brain has just processed so many things in the past 6 months. But we'll see. It's definitely going to be a conversation. It's definitely going to be something that is not taken lightly. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see. Hopefully I still have at least 10 years in me.
Tony, I know that you talked about it at spring training and that you, with everything that went on with the Astros, that you had those opportunities and chose not to take it. But how difficult has this whole thing been with, you know, guys that you played with and came up with going through this whole scandal with Houston?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, obviously it was tough. And, I mean, I wish that, you know, none of it would have happened. But it was just one of those things where I felt was right in my heart just to do and just say no. And, you know, I was in a weird spot because I was coming up from AAA at the time. Probably had only 5 or 6 months in the big leagues at that time. And, you know, just chose not to participate. You know, I feel like at the end of the day, that's just kind of how I felt about it.
Well, on this show, as we wrap this up, Tony, we said many, many times we were not surprised by that statement. And for anybody who doesn't know you and you may be skeptical, then you just don't know Tony Kemp, because we said we believe him 100% and we're not surprised at all by those comments. Hey, you be safe. Always good to catch up with you. Hopefully we'll be talking about the start of a baseball season sooner rather than later. But good luck today. Get the word out. Let's get some votes going your way, and we'll talk soon.
All right. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. That is Tony Kemp. All right, now with the A's, and today he is going up against Derrick Henry, so he needs your votes. He's got just over 9 hours before we close up shop on the David Poyle region. Speaking of closing up shop, we will come back and wrap up the second hour next.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.